Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Visit the Institute of Art, Design and Technology Dunleary Open Day on Saturday the 19th of November from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. At the IDT Open Day, you can find out about our exciting new degree courses. You will get top tips on preparing your portfolio. IDT Open Day on Saturday the 19th of November. Create your future. For more information, visit iadt.ie.
Warning, each episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast will contain descriptions of acts of violence or of a sexual nature and are for people that are 18 years or older. Heed my warning, people. I do not get the facts of these cases off the internet or from some television show. These facts I'm retelling were presented to me by the victims of the crime or the perpetrators who committed the crimes. My descriptions of the crime scenes are what I saw with my own two eyes. If you are going to get offended, turn this podcast off now. Thank you. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the Hotline Edition. And actually, it's our third hotline drop. And I want to say thank you to all the patron members who called in or texted in their questions. I appreciate it. And you can become a patron member, any tier patron member, and have access to the hotline number, y'all. If you want to call in and give a shout out or ask a question or say whatever you want to say, it's your number to use, and I appreciate it. So let's get started with today's episode. Our first question comes from a dear friend of ours, Tina Benton. Tina's career law enforcement and her husband is double career law enforcement. I know he retired from Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, and I think now he works with the sheriff's office. But Tina, let's see what she has to say.
Hey, Woody, this is Tina Benton. I'm doing errands, so if I have a little cuss word here and there, it's because there's ignorant drivers all over this place. So, anyway, the question is, what was the worst case you've worked? And I'm sure it's going to be one of your series. And I'm enjoying your podcast, for one. For two, it gives me something to do when I'm not sewing. And y'all have a great day. We will see you later.
Okay, thank you, Tina. And y'all, Tina is from down real hard of Cajun country, but has lived in this area now for many years, I would guess, but born and raised down in the heart of Cajun country and a good friend of ours. So, Tina, and thank you for your question, and I'm sure those drivers are frustrating, right? What a bunch of idiots. Yeah, but anyway, to answer your question, I can tell you, I can go from one end of the scale to the other. Most direct involvement, the scale to the other, one end of the scale to the other, Tina, is the David. Well, I'll tell you what, instead of saying names so people don't Google and look it up, because I am going to do big episodes on these, maybe many seasons, if you will. The murder, brutal murder of an 82-year-old sweetheart who did nothing but raise foster children her entire life. And I think she had 57 blows to the head, and then they shot her in the head and pulled down her panties and pushed up her nightgown and made it look like it was a rape. But I'll explain that in the episode. And you probably know which one that is, Tina. It goes back some years, but that was my direct me responding hands-on case. And the other one is a little 12-year-old girl from down here where I'm at, in close to where I'm at, and just a sick fuck that did her. And she was such a sweet little innocent girl. And her first name was almost identical to my oldest daughter's first name. And it worked that one from inception also. So those two are the worst. I mean, there's a lot of dead baby cases and stuff like that, a lot of tragic cases. But as far as ones that I've really been really emotionally involved in, it'd be those two I'm telling you about. But I'm not going to say the names, so I'm going to give it up on episodes. I'm going to do those episodes sometime probably after Crime Con, which is, I think, June the 6th through the 9th in New Orleans. So it'll be sometime this summer. But I appreciate your question, Tina. Thank you. And tell your husband we say hello. All right, let's go to our next caller.
Hey, Woody. It's Rika Ketchum here from Phoenix, Arizona. And I was calling to see if you had any crazy stories from your family members that are in law enforcement, so that maybe we can hear one of their neat stories just like yours. Anyway, glad to be a patron member, and hopefully we can meet you at Crime Con. Me and my friend Jen are going to be there, flying out of Phoenix right into New Orleans, so we'd love to meet you. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Rika, really, really appreciate you being a patron member also, and we would definitely get together at Crime Con. We're going to be there. We'll be staying at the Hilton. We'll give you the information when we're there, and we're going to certainly take all our fans out for drinks and to the local places, and can give you the best advice on New Orleans as far as where to go and what to eat and what to see and how to avoid the tourist traps, et cetera. So we'll definitely hook up and get the information. So we have several fans coming in, and it's going to be a good time. We're also going to do, I'm going to do a live polygraph. We're going to do one and go like Facebook Live and stuff and post it to YouTube. And they're trying to talk me into spraying Kimberly Stowers with Freeze Plus P and doing that video live. And I just don't think I can do it. So, but anyway, it should be interesting. So you're more than welcome to join us for all that. Hoorah also, but just let us know. And Phoenix, Arizona, I was out there twice last year, and luckily it was in the fall time. It was cool and it was beautiful, a great city. And I don't have any family members that are in law enforcement. All of my family members are lawyers. My mother, my father, both of my grandfathers, one of my grandmothers, when they were alive, my older two brothers, my older sister, and my baby sister is a judge in Dallas. And I have one sister who actually is a retired RN. She's full-time housewife and mom, but I don't have any. But I consider everybody that I worked with in uniform patrol or detectives or SWAT or whatever, I consider them all to be my brothers in blue, if you will. And we will be doing future episodes that are going to have, and again, this is going to start after Crime Con also, we're going to start incorporating guests into our episodes. So add something different and get some more different perspectives than just from my point of view. But Rika, we really, really appreciate you, and thank you so much. And y'all, our next question comes from Jackie Montgomery. Jackie's been with us since the beginning. We really appreciate you, Jackie. Let's see what she has to say.
Hey, Woody, it's Jackie Montgomery from Canyon City, Colorado. I am just kind of curious about a couple things. It's more on a personal nature. I was wondering if maybe we could get a little interview with your beautiful bride. And also, I would love on one of your videos to see that massive outdoor kitchen that you've told us all about. So just to get to know you a little bit more personally, I think that you are awesome. I love what you do. I love that Cindy has supported you through the whole thing. It must be real hard to be a wife of the Blue Line. So anyways, I just want to say keep up what you're doing. I absolutely love it. I recommend you to everybody. And we will talk to you soon. Bye.
But Jackie, I want to say we love you. You're awesome. Thank you for sharing us with everybody. And I really, really appreciate it. Okay. And yes, absolutely. We're going to do some more videos where Cindy will be on the videos and probably some hotline questions, maybe a whole hotline thing where she can answer questions. Y'all can send in if you want. But we're going to have somebody else obviously run the camera, and we can get on camera on one of our Saturday go live videos. So a lot of requests for her. She has been awesome coming in from teaching every day and editing to God knows what time at night, fixing all my mess ups, if you will. And maybe we'll do one of the episodes from the outdoor kitchen. And we pretty much every Sunday we're cooking something big, right? To have leftovers, if you will.
Do you guys know what May 12th is? Sunday, May 12th?
Mama's Day.
That would be correct. It's Mother's Day. So let me ask you, do you basically get your mom the same gift every year for Mother's Day? Maybe some flowers, some chocolates, maybe a robe or a framed photo, boring stuff, right?
Right.
Well, let me tell you about something that's totally cool and different from Mother's Day that will never wilt, spoil, or put an extra 10 pounds around her waist. I'm talking about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty unique. Cool, right?
Right.
Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. Your mom can either type a response to the email, or she can record her voice if she prefers to do that, or she can do both. And MyLifeInABook.com then compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book, as well as an audiobook. And if you want, and she's up to the task technically, you know, the audiobook is a great extra thing to be able to do. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and your future generations can treasure. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is kind of your chance to give her a way to share them. Every family's a little bit different, and in my family, we love to give each other a really hard time. So I've taken the approach in doing this of asking my mom to comment on some of those family moments that might be a bit embarrassing to other family members. Last week, my question was, Mom, did you feel guilty that day you hit me over the head with your wooden clog and Dad had to take me to the hospital for 8 stitches? Mom's response, back in the day, I was the disciplinarian of the house. And when you were 8 years old, you refused to get out of Nancy's, that's my sister's, plastic kiddie pool. I told you 10 times to get out of the damn pool. You didn't listen, so I chased you around the yard. And when you slipped, I nailed you right on the head. That was the last time you got in that kiddie pool. Of course, Dad had to lie to the ER and tell him that you fell on your head, but I nailed you good. The entire process with My Life in a Book is simple. And in the end, Mom will have a great keepsake that can remain in your family for generations.
Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code RLRC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code RLRC for 10% off today.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
To go into the week to feed them when they get home from school and work, etc. So, but yes, definitely we'll do both. And thank you so much for supporting us, Jackie. You're an awesome fan and really, 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 really love you. Thank you. Okay, so our next question comes from one of our favorites, Miss Cassie Wallace, y'all, from Bowling Green, Kentucky. Let's see what Cassie has to say today.
Hey, Woody, it's Cassie from Bowling Green, Kentucky. Hopefully this one's not too personal, but how and when did you and Cindy first meet? Can't wait to hear. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, Cassie, that's a great story, right? So I've known Cindy my entire life. Check this out. My parents had their first date when they were kids. I mean, I'm talking about like fifth and sixth grade, something like that. I mean, they were real young, at Cindy's grandparents' home. We're from the same small town. And so my parents had their first date at that house when they were kids, right? And then we grew up together. But actually, Cindy dated my best friend in high school, and I dated hers. And we always hung out together, right? And I actually made her first alcoholic beverage. Of course, we were underage. Her first mixed drink she ever had, a screwdriver. And then we were apart for many, many years, and we hooked back up. And we've been going strong ever since. And I think you maybe heard me tell about getting married to the Justice of the Peace, and we walked in the door. Yeah. It was a one-stop shop in Livingston Parish. We walked in the door, and the guy sitting behind the desk was the son of the Justice of the Peace, who I actually had arrested before. And so when I walked in, I called his dad earlier and told him that we were coming that night. And we walked in, and his eyes got real big. And I said, he called his dad and said, Detective Overton's out here and needs to speak to you. So we go to the back to the Justice of the Peace desk, and we sit down, and we're getting married, or he's preparing to marry us. And lo and behold, we didn't have any witnesses. So the Justice of the Peace called his son back there, the one who I had arrested previously. And he was our witness who signed our marriage certificate. Now, I bet you there's not too many people in the United States of America whose wedding certificate or license, whatever you want to call it, is signed by a person that they arrested and booked into jail. So that's just a little funny haha on that. But before we got married, went into that part of the building, I got my hair cut and in the same building. And then we got married, and you could do everything as Justice Peace here, right? So we didn't have the big formal wedding or anything like that, but known her my whole life, and will, if she'll keep putting up with me, I'll know her the rest of my life. So thank you, Cassie. I really, really appreciate you. So the next question, y'all, is you're gonna have to bear with it, because it's two parts. It's actually not two parts, but I think the limit on the time the voice message can be is like 2 minutes, and our next caller went over, so it's two separate messages, but listen to it because it's really, really funny, and then I'll answer it.
Hello, this is Shannon Hayes from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I'm calling in. I worked for 20 years as a victim assistant, practitioner, advocate for the state of North Carolina, with an emphasis, I guess my specialty was domestic violence, sexual assault, violent crime. So I saw a lot of things, heard a lot of things, and I would love to hear some of the funny situations that happened with you in some of your cases. I know this kind of work is not funny, but it seems like when you work in a situation that's very stressful, sometimes humor keeps you sane in a way. I know I had lots of funny situations that occurred. We're not funny at the time. One that comes to mind was I had a male come into the office to see me, and he was seeking a 50B or a domestic violence protective order. And we do have a lot of males that would come in to get help. And this guy kind of struck me when he came in the door. It's kind of odd. He's kind of an older fella, very, very rough exterior, very rough looking. And he sat down, and I said, well, you know, what can I do to help you? And he said, he sat quietly for a few minutes. And he said, well, I never thought I'd be sitting here. And I said, well, it's okay. You know, kind of tell me what's going on. And he said, well, I'm afraid to eat or drink in my own damn house. And I'm like, oh, shit. So his girlfriend basically was threatening to poison his food. And so it turned out that the girlfriend was the one that was very, very violent. So I said, well, give me some more detail. You know, I can definitely help you seek a protective order, but I need, you know, some details. Give me some background. Let me know what's going on, who you are, this kind of thing. So I start filling out the intake form, and lo and behold, he says, well, I'm trying to do things the right way this time. And I said, okay, what do you mean by this time? Well, come to find out, he has spent 10 years in prison for shooting someone when he was younger. And he said, I'm not looking to get back to prison. Which was good. I mean, you're making a good choice. You're really making the correct choice. Let me help you. Let's do this thing the right way. So we do the paperwork. We go before the judge. This is a judge he's seen multiple times. This is a judge he told me later, I was so mad, I've told this judge, you know, to kiss my ass. You know, I'm like, well, please don't do that this time. You know, please. Let's keep it civil. So he's granted his order for 10 days. She's served, but out of the house. And we have a court date set for 10 days later. And when we go for the... See, I have such a big mouth and talk so long, I just drug on. So I'll finish the story and make it quick. When we got to court that day, we were standing in the hallway waiting for him to open the doors. And... She comes up, and I could see in her eyes immediately she's going to break this order because she just can't stand herself. She's going to have to talk to me. So she starts coming over, and he's looking at me like, oh, God. And I'm 5'1", 120 pounds, and I'm thinking, I've had this happen before. This is not going to be good. So I just kind of stepped up, and I said, wait, you know, let's don't go there. You know, you're not supposed to talk to him. He's not going to talk to you. You go to that end of the hallway. We'll go this end, and let's leave it at that. So we did, and I thought everything was cool. So they open the courtroom doors, and we go in, and the case is called, and we all step up, and the first words out of her mouth to God and everybody is, I want you to know, I have witnessed this blonde bitch is with him climbing in his bedroom window. I know she's screwing him. And I'm thinking, holy shit, this woman has lost her mind. Anyway, it embarrassed me. You know, I mean, it was like, what do you say? What do you do? You know, everybody's looking at me and kind of grinning. I'm like, oh, God. Needless to say, she pretty much told on herself. We were able to have her arrested that day for violation of the order. It's pretty obvious she's stalking him, you know, even though there was no truth to it whatsoever. I had not been at his trailer. I had not climbed in his window, you know. But the person that he was, had been at his home, was a blonde female. So that is probably who she saw. Thank God she didn't really know who that woman was, or I'm sure she would have caused her multiple problems. But it can just be funny at times, the shit that goes on. And what you get sometimes for just trying to be helpful. You know, I'll never forget when that case was over, the judge said, you know, well, you know, Shannon, no good deed goes unpunished. And I'm like, you're right. So it would be nice to hear some of the funny situations that you've been in. Thank you so much. I love the podcast. Can't wait for each episode. Right now I'm retired from crime, so to speak, and so it's good to reflect and look back on all of this. Thank you all, and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Shannon, that's That's funny. I can imagine you standing in an open court, right, and this chick's calling you out. And so my advice to you, Shannon, is quit crawling through that guy's window. No, I'm just teasing. But that is, it's funny and it's true. We see so many funny things, right? And, I mean, just ridiculous. The truth is stranger than fiction. And when I start bringing on my buddies that I worked with, you're going to hear some stuff that's just going to make you just die in a good way, of course. So, but I'll tell you one real quick one. After I did the Christopher Pell Until Death Do Us Part episode, I received a phone call from a dear friend of mine, Stephanie, who did what you, actually she worked for the district attorney's office, but she was a victim's advocate or in the domestic violence section. So it turns out that Christopher Pell, before he killed Janet, was dating some chick and they got into a physical altercation, and Carolyn Ott was the assistant district attorney that handled all the domestic violence cases. And they kept going on. Anyway, so the victim, the female, went to Stephanie, the victim's advocate, and, you know, Stephanie was interviewing her, et cetera. And she said, okay, you know, have you been intimate with Chris? And she said, no, we've never been intimate. And she said, you've never been intimate? She said, no. And she told me she talked to her a couple different times before court came up. And she would ask her,
what's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And, you know, have you not been intimate with Chris since the last time I talked to you? And she said, no, I've not. We've never been intimate. And comes the day of court, and Stephanie had talked to Carolyn about it. And Carolyn's like, look, let's just throw this out to give them a warning. Tell them to go on about their business and stay away from each other, right? It comes the day of the court. Stephanie said, she told the girl, she said, okay, look, Carolyn's going to dismiss everything and just want y'all to stay away from each other. Just leave them alone. Go your own separate ways. And the girl looked at her and said, well, what am I going to do about the baby? And Stephanie said, what baby? And I mean, she said she was perplexed. She didn't know what the girl was talking about, right? She had asked her so many times, have you been intimate? And she had always adamantly said no. And Stephanie said, what baby are you talking about? And she said, I'm pregnant. And she said, okay, and what does this have to do with your case? Still thinking that the girl had always said she had never been intimate with Christopher Pell. And the girl says, it's Chris's baby. And she said, but you told me numerous times that y'all had never been intimate. And the girl replied, we never were intimate. All we were doing was fucking. So I get it. A lot of times, especially in the more serious cases, we would have to cut jokes and stuff just to break the seriousness of it and make light of it. But yeah, there's lots of funny stories, and we're going to be sharing them, and we'll do just pure funny episodes for some of the Friday drops. And I think break the monotony of death and rape and murder and all the good stuff we've been bringing you on Fridays. But we really, really appreciate you. And they say I have an accent, but you've got to definitely have a North Carolina accent. And but thank you for being a patron member, and thank you for taking in the time to call in and leave that cool story. I really, really appreciate you. Okay, y'all, this one actually is not a question. This one comes from Karen, and she is a dear friend of mine for many, many, many years. She is now retired from law enforcement. She was the matron who ran the prison, the Livingston Parish Jail, for so many years. And she reminded me of a story and wanted me to tell it. So when she had first started with Livingston, the jail and the 911 or the radio dispatch were all together, right? So when you walked in the front door of the jail, you had to be buzzed in to the interior door from the control room. Then you had to walk in, be buzzed into the control room door, which is where Karen ran everything from. And then you walk through the control room into the 911 center or the radio dispatch room where all our dispatchers were that did everything. So when I would arrest people, I'd bring them in, book them in, and I would go in and say hi to Karen, hang out for a few minutes, and I'd go into the radio rooms and hang out with the dispatchers for a little bit, maybe take a break. And on one night, one night I was in there, and I was in the radio room, and the doors opened in between the radio room and the where Karen's, I guess you would call it office, but her station was. And they had a 911 call come in of a disturbance with a knife, a 103D with a knife, right? So I was sitting in there, and I'm standing up, and it's on my side of the parish, and I was the only one available, and I'm kind of taking my time. And Karen's like, "What are you gonna hurry out there to that knife call?" And I said, "Nope." I said, "I'm gonna take my time." And she said, "Why are you gonna take your time, Shaz?" I said, "Because I am. Yeah, I'm just going to take my time." She said, but it's a 911. What's going to happen? What's she going to do? And I said, "I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm going to do. When I get there, whoever is on the ground goes to the hospital, and the one that's standing goes to jail." I said, "It makes it easy on me." And she laughed, right? She said that she used that for the rest of her career. Whenever fights would break out in the jail, she would wait. When the fight was over, the one that was on the floor went to the infirmary, and the one that was still standing went to the hole or to the lockup. So anyway, that's what I used to train the young guys to, and especially when you respond to these big fights and the street fights in the hood or whatever, and no complainant was on the other end of the call, and they'd be like, let's go. I'm like, "Nope, just take your time, drive the speed limit." And they're like, "Why?" So, because when we get there, either they'll be dispersed and there won't be anybody there, or they'll be so tired from fighting that when we get there, they'll be easier to effect the arrest. But thanks, Karen. You're awesome. And you know, we love you. And thanks for supporting us and being a patron member and a Dream Team member. And y'all, with that, I want to tell you just about our numbers real quick. We hit 45,000 downloads today for Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast, in 83 different countries across the world. How awesome is that? And our patron members, we love you. Thanks for calling in your questions, and y'all call them in, and I'll do it as often as I get the questions, right? So if you're not a patron member, and look it up, rlrcpodcast.com. That has our merch store for our merchandise and the links to patron. And you know, check out the different tiers. And tier 3 patron members are actually going to receive their second full bonus episode tonight. And they received, of course, the mini and the full episode last month, and already the mini episode this month. But we appreciate you, tier patron members. We appreciate each and every one of you. And look, we appreciate all of our listeners. You don't have to be a patron member to help out. And if you want to help, just tell somebody about Real Life, Real Crime. Our numbers are phenomenal, y'all. We're just killing it. And that's because not only are our patron members, but because each and every one of y'all that like and share and take the time to promote our podcast. I mean, sharing in those groups on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, and now we have our YouTube channel, and you have to go to channels and search Real Life Real Crime Podcast, and we put up several videos, and of course all our episodes are on YouTube now. And so, you know, if you like it, share it, and we appreciate it. And we're growing almost at the rate of 1,000 downloads per day. It's crazy. But I love and appreciate each and every one of you. Just can't thank you enough. And our private Facebook page, Real Life, Real Crime, friends, fans, and crew, is over 750 members now, y'all. And if you're not a member, send us a request, and my dream team of moderators will hook you up and get in and see the stuff, the interactions between the fans and us. And there's a lot of true crime stuff that's posted every day. Awesome stuff, like Karen I just told you about. She almost daily posts some great murder case that from Louisiana that she has personal knowledge of. And just, I mean, it's a lot of sharing and going back and forth, and just good stuff, and a lot of bonus stuff on the episodes, photographs and extra things that are shared by us and by our fans who look up the extra stuff on the episodes. So also, one more, check this out. We created, or actually Cindy, my wife, created the Real Life Real Crime Lanyap group. And Lanyap, y'all, is a Cajun word meaning extra or free or bonus. And this group is for all of our fans who can showcase whatever artistic talents they have, or if they make something or sell something, or if they're just passionate about something. You can post it on there, and other like-minded members will share their stuff, and we use it to maybe trade regional food items or beers or whatever. You know, like I like hot sauce and beer, right? And Louisiana has some great ones, and I've got some comments, some people who are going to trade me some stuff, my beer for their beer or what have you, hot sauce for hot sauce. And we already have, I don't know, 40 or 50 members signed up, and they're posting their crafts, etc. It's pretty cool. It's just an extra lanyap, if you will, bonus and spinoff of our regular page. And I also want to mention our lanyap button or lanyap fun, which we created, I think, last week. And that's if you want to don't want to be a patron member, etc., or you want to donate to the show, you can go there and click on the lanyap button and give a dollar to whatever amount you want to give, and we would appreciate it. It's just something lanyap, extra or bonus for us. And you do that, and I will automatically give you a shout out on the next week's episode. But we thank everybody for supporting us and liking and sharing, and we're constantly trying to get better content, editing, etc. And just appreciate y'all, and you make it all worthwhile. And as long as I'm breathing, we'll keep doing it. And as long as you're listening and I'm breathing, we'll keep doing it. And I appreciate you, and don't let me catch you down on Murder Bayou. I'm Woody Overton, your host of Real Life Real Crime the podcast. Thank you.
She do me love, she do me.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.